Hailing from a poor town outside the smog-choked capital of New Delhi, Bharti, 24, was one of the 2.7 million new cases of tuberculosis last year in India, home to more than a quarter of the world's cases of the deadly disease. After 5 months of rigorous medical treatment and taking several pills a day, she was declared cured in April, but still has to force herself to venture out of the small home she shares with her mother, two brothers, and a sister-in-law.
Sometimes I feel that my breathing is difficult. It's not normal. I do not have any energy. I do not want to go out. I do not want to do anything, she said.
A major killer in the West until the mid-20th century, tuberculosis remains a menace in developing countries and killed 421,000 in India in 2017, according to the World Health Organization, more than AIDS and malaria combined. The Global Fund will meet in France on the 9th and 10th October, hoping to raise $14 billion for the worldwide fight against TB, malaria, and AIDS. For its part, the government of Narendra Modi, which came to power promising development for India's 1.3 billion people, has set an ambitious target of overcoming India's TB epidemic, the world's largest, by 2025. It has created new patient monitoring systems and recently enlisted artificial intelligence to help screen for the disease.